Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everyone. I am Jamie Jennings.
And I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January the 26th, 2012, episode number 324, sponsored by EasySignsOnline.com. Good morning, horse people.
Good morning.
It's Thursday.
Kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
I didn't screw it up. I didn't screw it up.
What's with the dramatic pauses? I'm like, are you there? So, obviously, I don't have any internet. My husband is working very hard on getting it back together. But as Glenn said, I think somebody hit a telephone pole outside my house because it was working just fine. And now nothing.
Yeah, we started our show notes with you on the internet, and then you went away. And it's been that kind of week, technology-wise, here at the show.
I guess so. It's probably my fault. I probably did something wrong.
Well, good morning, everybody. We're going to get through this. Jamie will do just fine. She just doesn't have the notes in front of her, so I'll have to guide her through it. And I didn't mess it up. You said, let's switch it up. I'll just say, I don't have my notes. I'll just say this part. I didn't mess it up at all. I did good.
You didn't. I thought I would screw with you and just say, I'm Glenn the Geek, and see if you said, I'm Jamie Jennings.
I would have. If you had done that, I would have done that. Hey, what was I going to say? I'm totally gone. I don't know. You know what? It's Freestyle Thursday.
Well, it's not in the real world, Glenn, but just because you have tomorrow off does not mean that the rest of the world does. So it's still Thursday to everybody. It's not Friday yet because that's what the first thing he says to me this morning. It's Friday. I'm like, no, some of us have to work the rest of the day, Glenn, and tomorrow. So we've got some really good stuff. I know why you're excited, though. I can tell.
Right.
Well, let's have Jennifer tell us who's on today's show, and we'll let them be the judge.
I will have the privilege of letting the cat out of the bag on today's EasySignsOnline.com Thursday edition, not Friday. Mackenzie Carr, horsewoman, instructor, and communications degree holder from Lower Columbia College, is here to clearly and succinctly tell us just what's going to be going on during her reign as the 2012 Miss Rodeo America. And
Pretty girls.
And of course, Lisa, I know you're listening in. Lisa, kick him in the shins for that later on when you get into the program, because he never says that every Thursday when you're on. Lisa Slade from the Chronicle of the Horse is here.
Oh, just throw me under the bus, why don't you?
Yeah, I will. And she's going to turn the calendar on its ear with an awesome list, not a crappy one, but an awesome one, of horse speak phrases that will trip up even the Words with Friends champions amongst us. So we'll see who wins the battle of horse phrases. So stay tuned, folks. We're going to have a rodeo.
Screwed.
Yeah. There are no Words with Friends champions in this room, okay? So.
True.
I was referring to the listeners. The listeners.
Okay, yeah. They suck, too. It's okay.
Yeah, we're not necessarily the best at that particular game. But we're going to have somebody on this morning in a few minutes that is really good at that game. And that's Chris Stafford coming on.
Yeah, can we request not to play her? I'm going to have a talk with her. I'm going to be like, stop trying to play Words with Friends with me, because she's like this, you know, hoity-toities, really a super educated, smart British journalist, and there's me. And she's using words that I'm positive that she's making up. And so the final score on any game with Chris is like Chris 624, Jamie 7. It's like embarrassing.
Hey, I do have to tell you, though, I just played my move with her this morning on the game, and it's 202 to 192. I'm only behind by 10 points.
Oh, that's going to hurt her lead. It's like when you are a sprinter in a distance race, and you're coming around the turn, and you're keeping up, and all of a sudden you head to that final stretch, and the actual distance runners take off and leave you in the dust. That's pretty much what's about to happen.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Making that move.
Jennifer, when you're done, we interrupted you.
Yes, thank you very much.
She's done, and she's mad at you anyway because you're having a rodeo chick on.
Hey, we got some Daily Winnies, and one of them's not happy. Well, do you remember, Lynn Reardon, who is our friend from Lope, from Lone Star Outreach, to place X-Racers there in Texas. She has filled in for Jamie on occasion, has co-hosted the show here, a lovely lady doing good work down there in Texas. And if you remember right, Jamie, she's had, this past year, 2011 was a tough year for them. They had the wildfires. She had to evacuate the farm because the wildfires went so close to it, they never ended up hitting her farm. And then she ended up taking horses in that were displaced because of the wildfires. And then we had her on because the drought in Texas was so awful. They had no hay. She actually got a load of hay that was shipped down, donated from here in Lexington. Well, Jamie, yesterday they had some horrendous storms in Texas. All the rain they weren't getting last year piled up into one day. And they had tornadoes and storms and massive flooding. And I'm sorry to say that her ranch was flooded. Horses had to be evacuated. Her barn is underwater. And it's just she thinks that she's going to lose much of that hay that they had brought in. She said that the run-in sheds and the round pens all sustained heavy damage and destruction. The horses are all safe, thanks to friends and neighbors, but it's going to be a hard day today when they try and assess the damage. Now, what I saw this morning on Facebook was that the water hadn't even receded, so she doesn't even know what they need yet. They haven't been able to get in and do the whole thing. There is an audio. Hold on one second here. Sorry, I had to sneeze. There's audio. She was interviewed on Fox 7 out of Austin, Texas, the TV station down there. And here's a little bit about what she had to say, what she went through.
But downstream, some homeowners also had to be pulled out. This is video of members of the Bluebonnet Fire Department. They pulled out more than a dozen people from flooded homes. It took a boat to reach a husband and wife. The Cedar Creek couple woke up and found themselves cut off.
We just got trapped. The water came up so fast it was 5 feet before we knew it in front of our house, and we couldn't get out.
Lynn Reardon and her husband had to wade back into the water to save their horses. Several were still inside this barn.
We had to pull them across to our neighbor's place. They are stringing lines for us. It was very dangerous at one point with the high current, so now we feel like we may need to move these guys as well.
The horses were saved. Only one appeared to be injured with a small cut.
Boy, that poor woman, if you remember her story, Jamie, she was not a horse person before she got into rescuing horses. It's just, God bless her.
Man, she has just had one of those years, one of those rough, rough, rough years, bless her heart. I mean, the girl's out there trying to do some good and do some wonderful things for the horses and the horse community, and here she is just suffering like time and time again, but, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and this is going to be the strongest woman in the world in the end of this contest.
I know. Jennifer's going to post a link to, why don't you post the video link, the bottom one there, Jennifer. Post that on Facebook, and that'll take you to the video where you can see her farm underwater. And we wish her the best, and we'll try and get her on here next week and get an update and find out if and what she needs. And
well, I've got...
Now, yeah.
I've got two, so here's the first
two? One. Two? Okay.
Well, when we talk about people needing help, much like Lynn Reardon had some flooding, well, horses get themselves into, they don't do it, people get them into some trouble. And say you've got a horse that really needs to leave one location and be moved to another one. I want to tell everybody about this amazing new organization. It's called Fleet of Angels, and you can go to fleetofangels.org. And what this is if, say, there's some horses that are going to slaughter in Pennsylvania, and we need to get them out of there, and they need to go to, you know, North Dakota to their new home. Fleet of Angels is an organization that will put all that together for you. So if you go on to fleetofangels.org, you can sign up to be a driver. You can go 50 miles, you can go 500 miles, you can go 5 miles. You know, if a horse needs a ride from one place to another because they're in a bad situation, you can volunteer to go ahead and drive. And I'm signing up this morning as soon as my internet's back up, because what a great thing to be able to help. And all you have to do is hook up your truck and trailer and drive a little bit. So I definitely want to support that organization. Maybe we can get them on, Jennifer, and just talk to them about what they're doing. But again, check it out. It's fleetofangels.org.
That's a cool that's idea.
Yeah, that's
isn't
really
that
neat.
Awesome?
Yeah, it's somebody with a great idea.
Yeah, the picture on their website, obviously, it's almost like 100 trucks and trailers are coming down this road, and this is apparently a picture from when a whole bunch of people went to a slaughterhouse and just took horses. Just took them all. So really, really cool idea, really great organization, and we need to get them on. But I definitely encourage everybody to sign up. And you guys have a Jeep now. You can pull a trailer. Come on, sign up.
The only thing that concerns me about that is how many you're just going to take home.
Yeah, I can see the problem with that. But, you know, I've just got to take my chances. I have no more stalls. No more. I'm done.
That's never stopped any horsewoman before, ever. Oh, that neighbor doesn't have anything in his pasture. I'll just go talk to him. And now we're feeding horses at 3 barns.
You know, you're right. My neighbor doesn't have any horses in his pasture. Just saying. Totally empty.
I know.
All right,
you.
Give my next one. Oh, my gosh, it's the cutest thing ever. If you're sitting in front of your computer right now, go to Facebook, and I want you to, in the search box, type in this name, Rachel's Colt. Rachel Alexandra's baby has a Facebook page. Yay! It's so cute. Oh, my gosh, Glenn. There's, like, baby pictures of the baby, and there's, like, Rachel laying with the baby. It's like they just photo it, take pictures all the time, and put it up there. So Rachel's Colt is the son of Rachel Alexandra and Curlin, both Horses of the Year. So definitely go check that out. It's awesome.
I'm busy. I'm looking at baby pictures.
Isn't that cool?
So it looks like the colt has two white socks in the back, none in the front, and has that squished spider star on its forehead. And I don't see any other white on him.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, Curlin has a blaze, and then Rachel
of course,
has that funky,
Rachel has a
funky
blaze. Star and a blaze.
Some sort of weird wraparound thing. And then all he did was get a squished spider star. So probably have more work
that's
there.
Cool. All right, I just liked it. Just liked Rachel's colt.
I would like to if
right,
I had
we'll
internet. Chad gave up.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be on the phone, holding the phone for an hour and a half?
Yep, my arm's going to cramp.
Time to call the cable company. We didn't call the cable company. Hey, I want to go over here before we get before Chris calls in and gives us a report from Wellington, Florida, Welly World, as we like to call it. We wanted to let you know that tomorrow, because why it is Friday for us is because tomorrow we have a recorded episode for you, a brand new one, a musical episode with Jeff Dawson that we absolutely love doing. He's a super cowboy, and it's a little different than the ones we've done before in that it includes some poetry, too. He's a cowboy poet, an award-winning cowboy poet. and musician, so and rancher, and just a neat guy to talk to. So you'll hear that tomorrow, so please do tune in. We'll be having that show on its normal time, 9 a.m. It's just a recorded show for you. Monday, we come to you live from ADA, which is the American Equestrian Trade Association, and that is the wholesale retail show. And I posted, I don't know if you noticed yesterday, Jamie, I posted the video, one of my favorite moments of all the ADA shows, and we've come to you live from there before at Horses in the Morning. And one of the times we came to you live, the first time, and Jamie was out at the show, and we got blown up by the arabesques. And I posted that video again yesterday at Horses in the Morning. If you missed that one, you want to just scroll down the page and take a look at Jamie and I and our faces after we get blown up by the arabesques. It was a fun little segment.
Yeah.
Helena reminded me of that.
That's right. We got to sit there and experience what it was like. Remember I told you on Saturday when I was at Galway down schooling cross country, it was windy, it was raining, it was just a little bit crazy out there, and people were flying off their horses, and the airbags are so popular now. That's what I told Jen. I said the airbags were popping like popcorn. I mean, you would just hear a poof and then a poof from the other side of the cross country course, and then there'd be one behind you, poof. It was definitely entertaining. And I had mine on too, but fortunately it was not my day to get popped.
So Monday morning, tune in live. We'll be here. Jennifer and I will be coming to you from live from Philadelphia at the show. We'll try and find some new cool products that are coming out in 2012 that you're going to want to hear about. And Jamie will be producing that show from Phoenix. Well,
yeah,
Chris is online. Yeah?
Thanks. Thanks for not letting me go do my discount shopping. Appreciate it.
Chad called and I wasn't allowed to bring you along this time.
I have a list for you. You're not getting away with it.
Hey, Chris is on the line from Welly World. This is Chris Stafford, of course, host of the Dressage, Jumping, Eventing, and Equestrian Legends shows. And she's down there checking out the warm weather and the dressage and jumping down there. We're going to get a report right now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning.
So are you getting used to that weather?
Yes, it was an easy transition, Glenn. Let's put it that way. No sooner did I get into Florida, and I drove down, of course, at the weekend and, you know, left, 20 degrees in Lexington, as you well know, and, you know, immersing myself now in 80 degrees and in shorts and sitting by the pool as we speak and watching.
Well, I do have a listener that's mad at you, you know. Robert Dunn was mad because apparently you were supposed to take him along. He was supposed to be your date for this trip, and you stood him up.
Well, yeah, I was very concerned, Robert, if you're listening in, as I posted on the Facebook page, on the Dressage Radio Show page, that I was very concerned that the heat adjustment would be too much from, you know, he comes from way up north. And carrying equipment as well, I was really concerned that it would be a hard adjustment for him.
So you were looking out for his well-being is what it could be.
Yes, so actually, Robert, if you are listening, it's very little equipment to carry, but I really appreciate your offer, and I'll keep it in mind for the future, and hopefully we'll keep you posted what's happening down here this week. Of course, in Welly World is the big event. The main dressage event, of course, is the World Dressage Masters, and that starts tomorrow. The jog was yesterday. Today, the CDI 3-star begins with its Grand Prix, and it will take the top two from the Grand Prix today will be invited to join the World Dressage Masters competition, which starts tomorrow, which means that they then have to do two Grand Prix. Now, you may have heard of a certain dressage rider that's often been on the Dressage Radio Show called Heather Blitz. Anybody heard of that?
Never.
No, no.
Her horse, Paragon.
And her horse, Paragon, and, he's in great form, and he kicks off this afternoon with the Grand Prix, and all being well, you know, he'll finish in the top 10. You know, all goes well. He has been going so well that there's a very good chance that he will end up in the World Dressage Masters, which we're really excited about. So the Dressage Radio Show will be all about that.
Chris, for the people who aren't really into dressage a whole lot, what what is the World Dressage Masters and how important it is it to the calendar this year?
Well, it's a very small series, Glenn. It's just five competitions. The rest of them are in Europe. This is the only one that's outside of Europe, and it's part of a series which is where they've put up a great deal of money, actually. It's very attractive prize money, and they invite people to it. It's not just anybody can participate in the Masters, and they have a lot of European visitors over here. We've got two riders who were on the European gold medal team. That's Carl Hester and Charlotte Dujardin from Great Britain. They were European gold medalist last year. A very elite group. There's a lot of riders, of course, that are based here in Florida for the season. They are not. So this is a big competition for them to come over here. And in fact, Totalus was with Matteo Serrat. He was meant to be coming, but slight lameness and wasn't quite ready for this. And in his place, Carl Hester from Great Britain was invited, and he's got a new temporary ride that he's brought over. So they do take it seriously, is the answer to your question. It is very important in terms of recognition. If you make it to the Masters, then you're part of what would be perceived as quite an elite group, that you qualify to that level, because beyond that, of course, you've got World Cups and then all the championship competitions. But this is pretty significant, yes.
Now, the Masters is always held down there. The other competition that's going on today is actually new this year. Am I right about that?
The Paul Fountings just kicked on, and I couldn't hear you when the Fountains.
Jeez.
There she is, rubbing it in again. So I totally forgot what I was going to ask.
Are you, Chris, I've got to ask, this is a very important question. Are you currently in a bathing suit?
No, as we speak, I will not embarrass you. No, I'm not. No, I'm not at the moment. But there's a nice pool here, which is lovely. It's covered, but, it's an open sky with a mesh above. So, it's in a protected area as part of the veranda of the house. And I can see the dressage arena from here. I can see a horse on the treadmill. And it's not too much of a hardship as we speak.
Okay, so
when are you moving, Chris?
Hold on, Glenn, because what I just got from that is that Chris is in a protected area by a pool where she can see out, but nobody can see in. So that means she's naked right now. Are you naked? Don't lie. You can skinny dip. It's Florida. It's cool.
that would really frighten the horses, Jamie. I wouldn't do that for them.
Made sense to me. That's what I would do.
Now, isn't there some jumping going on down there, too?
Yes, there is some jumping. Literally just a couple of blocks from here, we've got the Winter Equestrian Festival, WEF as it's known here, of course, a big part of Welly World, where all the jumpers, the hunters and hunter jumpers and jumpers come for the season. And right adjacent to that is the new Global Dressage Festival facility, which is also operated by Equestrian Sports, Inc., which operates WEF. And they are building for dressage the equivalent of what they have for the hunter-jumper world. It is going to be the equivalent to WEF. And that's going to host a series of competitions, kicking off on the 1st of next month. And I'll be down here for that. And that is really, really exciting for the dressage world, because the prize money that they have found is huge, and that's going to attract people from Europe to come for the season, just as the jumpers come over. A lot of them do come from Europe for the season, because you've got the climate. As you know, Jamie, it's 80 degrees here. I think I might have teased you with that earlier in the week, Jamie, that it's, it's perfect conditions for horses. It's a little bit warm, but there's a nice breeze. And the footing is so reliable, this wonderful footing for WEF and now for this new dressage facility. But I should just mention, for those of our listeners who are interested in dressage, that the World Dressage Masters this year is not actually on the new facility. It is at the Jim Brandon Arena, which hosts a whole series of dressage competitions throughout the season.
And I will say this. I think that they really needed that new arena. The Jim Brandon Arena was not what I expected when I got there. You know, I expected Rolex, and when you pull up, it's an indoor with some temporary seating is what it seems like, and it was not, you know, I just expected grander, and I think that's what they're building now, right?
Well, they did put a lot of money into the infrastructure since you've been here, Glenn. Okay. They've put in what are still temporary bleachers, though, because it is only a covered arena. It's not an indoor arena. It's a covered space. And they have dressed it up for this World Dressage Masters. But it's still not a glamorous event because it's a park facility. It's a state facility. So there's a limit to the funds that they're going to put into that for any major competition, so, which is why it's commonly considered that the World Dressage Masters will relocate to the new Global Dressage Festival facilities right across the street here next to WEF. In future, because it will be a natural home, and with where the footing is what they need, because the footing isn't as it could be at the Jim Brandon. There's some comments, riders are not too happy with the footing, never have been over there again, because they won't invest in that kind of infrastructure. So I think it will naturally migrate to the new facility here at the Global Dressage Festival, and where they have, and they will continue to keep building the most fabulous facilities. It really is going to be state-of-the-art.
Well, that's really cool. We are running out of time here, but before we go, Jamie had something she wanted to talk to you about, very serious.
Oh, Chris. Am I in trouble? Uh-oh.
Say what?
Am I in trouble?
Go ahead, Jamie.
Do I need to bring you something back from Florida, Jamie?
Well, yeah, that's obvious. I would like some pretty amazing, awesome gifts. Now, what I would like to talk to you about, Chris, is I don't understand where you get the joy in other people's pain. You repeatedly and repeatedly put it in my lap. Where you just slap me in the face all the time, constantly, and it is when you request me to play you in Words with Friends, because it is embarrassing how bad you beat me, and I think that you like to cause me pain by beating me by 300 to 500 points a game. it's just not fair, Chris. And I would like to officially resign from any stinking game with you ever again, because I feel like such a loser after we're done.
Jamie, you know, I love you dearly. You really are a valuable part of the Horse Radio Network team. So why I would want to inflict any pain on you intentionally is obviously, you know, a misconception. It's meant to be a gradual process, not nothing sudden. So,
Okay, wait a minute. I need to add to this that I am your boss and the one that signs your checks, and you're beating me by thousands of points, too.
No. Yeah.
I'm like, there is no way that is a word. That is not a word. Or where does she get these letters? There's like, she'll play like a 10-letter word, and you only get 8 letters. I'm like, how do you do that? She's cheating. She's cheating, Glenn.
I know. I swear.
You know what I do? You know what? More often, it is. No, there's no talent. There's no skill. I can't tell you there is. It basically, a lot of the time, it's more like a jigsaw puzzle than a Scrabble competition, because it's not identical to Scrabble. It's close enough, though. But a lot of the time, you know, I try letters and see if that works.
You know, I don't need your coaching.
I don't need
your coaching. I don't need you to tell me how easy it is for you. You just plug them all in. It's like a puzzle. Woohoo! It's like stressful for me, and my stomach hurts, and I get really mad.
Oh gosh!
She's gonna be in divorce court soon.
I really need to bring you something back from Florida, and I really to make up for it. And does this
maybe
mean that you only play with me if you invite me? So when we finish a game, is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But and you just sit back and wait for that invitation, Chris, because I promise it's coming. Woohoo! It'll be there any minute.
Hey, Chris, there is one thing she would like you to bring back is a nice Lusitano. She would probably take one of those. Yeah, that would probably make it all.
Jamie, I'm looking at a Lusitano right now.
Oh, my God. Now you're just rubbing it in, salt in the wound right now. I'm in Florida.
Okay.
I'm by the pool. I'm naked, and I'm staring at Andalusians. Oh, my God. Oh, it's not fair.
No. There was some editing there. I didn't script all of that.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it. When you're going to be having the shows next week. Will be what you record down there. Is that what's going to happen?
Yes, just to summarize, Glenn, real quickly for our listeners of those discipline shows, the Dressage Radio Show next week will be about the Masters and the CBI three-star that's taking place this week. We're recording that with Heather Blitz, who's a regular co-host on that show, and we're recording that early next week to summarize this week's competitions. And the Jumping Radio Show next week will be about the Winter Equestrian Festival, and then I'll be moving back up north, stopping at Ocala and Aiken to do shows for the Eventing Radio Show, and that's when Jamie's going to join me and take over all of my shows, so I can just go off by the pool and play Words with Friends.
You won't be playing me.
Thank you, Trish.
Sure.
Appreciate it. You have a good time down there.
Thank
go
you, guys.
Go stick your toes in the ocean, too. You're only about 5 miles away. Go say hi to the Atlantic. It's warm this time of year.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye-bye. All
right,
bye, Chris. This show today is sponsored by EZ Signs Online. You know, they're the source. If you need a farm sign for your farm, then you need to go to EZSignsOnline.com. You can browse their unique website to see their many custom sign options and styles. Their step-by-step sign ordering process allows you to choose your sign options and see all the pricing up front, from vinyl banners, magnetic vehicle signs, stall nameplates, and farm entrance signs. They also have business, school, and church signs. They now offer a complete line of indoor signs, great for use in barns, offices, churches, schools, etc., with sizes from 6 inches by 6 inches up to 4 feet by 8 feet, and any size in between. They have your indoor sign needs covered. They ship to every state in the U.S., so take advantage of their current free shipping promotion today. Check out the website for details at EZSignsOnline.com. Actually, we just ordered new banners for the show, for our booth that we're setting up at Ada, and I ordered them last week, and they got here within 5 days. So their service is fast as well. Our next guest is on the line, and I'm excited to talk to her. We've had previous Miss Rodeos on the show here, and this is the new reigning Miss Rodeo America 2012. She was crowned at the NFR back in December in Las Vegas. Not too bad either. And her name is Mackenzie Carr, and she's from Oregon. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us today. Now, are you on the West Coast right now?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for getting up early. Have you had your coffee?
Oh, no problem. I have to get up to
make sure you're,
so.
Oh, you're up and awake. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Speaking of, you said you had to go out to feed. What do you have for horses?
I have 3 horses, 3 geldings right now. They're actually out in the field eating breakfast. So, we get up early every morning to take care of them.
And are they quarter horses?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yep. And what do you do? What did you do before you became Miss Rodeo? What did you compete?
Well, I competed in local titles. I was Miss Rodeo Oregon this past year. And before that, just some local county rodeo titles and then a regional rodeo association title. I was the queen of that association. So I kind of just worked my way up the ranks, and then it eventually all paid off because here I am today.
So that works a lot like the Miss America pageant, where you work your way up through. It's not just
mm-hmm.
one. You just go to one and win.
Right, right.
Okay, cool. Now, did you ever compete in rodeo, barrel race or anything?
No, not so much. I mean, I did some casual barrel racing on the side, but the majority of my horse background, I grew up showing Western English, dressage, I mean, a little bit of everything. Primarily right now, I do a lot of reining, so that's what I will get back into when I'm done. So, I just kind of get bored in one area, so I kind of like to do a little bit of it all.
Well, cool. That's neat. And I know that you graduated with an Associate of Arts degree, right,
mm-hmm.
at this point? And are you going to go back to school? Did I read that too?
Yes, yes. I will go back and finish my degree. I'm a communications minor, so that's what my Associate of Arts was more aimed toward. But my degree will be in construction engineering management, and so I'll go back and finish my engineering degree. I have about two and a half years left.
Cool.
She's a super smart queen.
I know.
I mean, really, I got to ask, though. So you talked about you have to have kind of competitions that lead you up to being Miss Rodeo. How many of those did you have to go through? And what do you do at those? Because I'm not that familiar with the Western lifestyle.
You know, there's really no set number. You do have to be a state title holder to compete for Miss Rodeo America. So you'd have to be Miss Rodeo New York or Miss Rodeo Oregon or et cetera. And then all of the states will go compete at the national pageant. But I personally myself did smaller rodeo queen titles just to kind of prepare me so I'd be able to do the job well by the time I reached the level of Miss Rodeo Oregon and then eventually Miss Rodeo America. Just because, I mean, you start out at 16 and you have no idea what you're getting yourself into. And
yeah.
I myself today am only 21. I'm one of the younger queens. And so I think getting that early start at the smaller rodeos really benefited me. But, I mean, when we go to the pageants, we're judged on our personality. We're judged on our appearance, our horsemanship skills, our knowledge of the sport of rodeo and the Western industry, and then as well as our ability to speak publicly.
Now, you ride, right? Don't you get in and ride?
I won the horsemanship category at the Miss Rodeo America pageant. So I'm a cowgirl, I mean, to the T. I take that very, I'm very proud of that.
So what do you do? Do you have to go in and do like a, when you say you have to go in and win the horsemanship, what is it, a barrel racing? Is it a pleasure? What's the class and what are you judged on?
Well, we ride two different horses that we have never seen and or ridden before. We don't get to watch them be warmed up. We don't get to warm them up ourselves. Literally, we jump on and they adjust the stirrups and we go ride. So it's really figuring out horses on the fly. That's I think, the hardest part about the horsemanship competition. But we do, the first pattern is a set pattern. It's similar to a pretty simplified reining pattern, just because a lot of these horses are stock contractor horses and they don't know their leads, and you really have to work to get them to be able to show off your capabilities as a rider. And then the second pattern is a 1.5 minute freestyle pattern, so you could do anything on this horse. And some girls go down there with a plan and some don't, because you never know what you're going to draw until you get down there. And so basically have 1.5 minutes to show off your skills and what you can make a strange horse do to the judges.
Does one of them get a bucking bronc?
You know, not this year. Nobody was bucked off, but there were a couple of rank horses.
I was just wondering, because I was wondering if they intentionally just stick one of the bucking broncs in there to see what happens. You know, a little comic.
No.
Just check. All right. But you did get to go. I mean, of all the places to get to do this, the NFR is not too bad. You get to go to Vegas for a week. What was your highlight to being in Vegas for a week?
Well, our pageant this year, we actually moved to the MGM Grand, and that was just fabulous. Right down on the strip, they had advertisements for the pageant up on the Jumbotron all week, which was pretty cool. And, you know, I really just liked being there and taking it all in. I mean, we did get to go to the NFR one night, but I don't think I could pin it down to one single experience, just because there's so much that we do at pageant between appearances and events and fashion shows and that type of thing. So, I mean, I really just liked it all, and I kind of soaked it all in like a sponge.
Did you come away with more money or less money than you went with?
Oh, boy. my dad, to say the least, was thrilled. I came home with $26,000 in scholarship money. And
oh, my God.
He was thrilled, to say the least.
And you didn't blow all that at the slot machines?
No.
Just checking. I didn't know if you're a blackjack player.
We said she's a smart queen.
A very poor blackjack player.
Yeah, you're right, Jamie. We did say she was a smart queen. You're right.
Yeah. $26,000, you said scholarship money. So is that kind of like basically a little certificate that says, we'll give this to your college fund? They didn't hand you a suitcase with 26 grand in it, correct?
Correct. I did win an additional $1,100 just for winning smaller award prizes. Like I won the scrapbook award, and then I was given some money back for the number of raffle tickets that I had sold because I had gone above and beyond the minimum amount. But that $1,100 was given to me in cash. But the $26,000 that will go to schools, you know, or the loan company.
That $1,100 was her gambling money, Glenn.
That's right. That's right. Now, I do have to ask you, have you taken the crown off since you got it?
Yes. It's actually
sleep
awful.
With it, shower with it. Okay,
no, no, it's way too nice to be, you know, showering with it.
Now, I know that we've talked to the other Miss Rodeos, and part of the deal was they get their outfits and, you know, they get custom hats made for them and that kind of stuff. Are you getting those kind of perks too?
Oh, most definitely. I spent 3 weeks in Denver for the stock show as well as the big Denver trade show and market, where I visited with all of my sponsors, and Wrangler supplies me with jeans and shirts for the year. They're just amazing. Justin Boots provides me with all of my boots that I wear. Bailey Hats gives me hats to wear all year. Rods, Western Palace gives me belts. Montana Silversmith gives me jewelry. I mean, the list goes on and on. They really take care of you really well, and the sponsors are great that support the Miss Rodeo America organization.
Now, do you have, like Miss America has a goal, a theme that they're working toward throughout the year,
charity.
Whether it's literacy or those charity kind of thing? Do you have that as well? Is there something that you focus on?
You know, not so much. Some girls do, some don't. We're a lot different than, you know, Miss America, because we do already represent a lifestyle and a heritage that so very few people know about. So our education piece is about rodeo and the Western way of life. And so for us to kind of take on more than that, it, you know, it pulls the focus away from what our main message is educating the public about the sport of rodeo and our Western heritage.
Well, I saw you on a horse. I watched some of the videos, and you should have won the Horsemanship Award. You looked really good.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. The saddle is beautiful. It's sitting in my living room right now. And
You won that, too, didn't you? I saw that.
Yeah.
She won a pretty spiffy saddle. There's no bling on it at all. It's just bling.
Oh, no, not at all. Oh, my gosh. There's so much silver on this thing. It's almost disgusting.
How do you lift it?
It's not too bad, actually, but it's beautiful. And I've joked that, you know, I don't know if I'll ever ride in it unless I'm in a perfectly groomed arena and my horse has been vacuumed, because it's so nice.
Yeah, I did see that you won that too. Well, congratulations. Good luck this year. Have so much fun. I mean, what a chance to travel the country, go to rodeos, which are fun to begin with, and then, you know, get to represent and be introduced. Talk about public speaking. You had the right minor, because you're going to be doing a few announcements on the floor of rodeo arenas, aren't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yep.
Well, you're our host of the Western Radio Show is Alan Moorhead. And I'm sure you're going to bump into him along the way. He's an announcer at a lot of the big rodeos. So I'll have him keep an eye out for you.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Mackenzie. You can go back to bed now. Horses are fed and the interview's over. You're good.
See
bye,
you, girl. Mackenzie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, it looks like you're back on the Internet again.
I have Internet now, so I'll have to make the call in to switch over. I figured I'd do that during the song so I didn't just hang up on Mackenzie while she was talking. I thought that might be a little
okay.
Rude.
All right, let's do the song now, and we're doing another new Marianne Kennedy song. I got to tell you, I like a lot of the songs that she has in this new CD of hers are just a different tone than her previous stuff. This one is, Jennifer likes this one. She heard it the other day and said, I've got to play that one. It's called Big Love. This is by Marianne Kennedy from her This Love of Horses CD. And we're going to come back and play a little Stump the Jamie here in the 10 o'clock hour.
Oh, no.
My mare stands 13 hands, but that's all right with me. Her stature is no negative, she's a real beauty. Every day we take a ride, she's a huge with a heart as big as Texas. Her spirit soars. She's living proof that less is more. Being small doesn't mean you're not enough. A little horse, big love. A 10-pound body, always there for me. Man's best friend. Chose that tiny blue merle pup. I had no idea then. He stands all of 12 inches tall with one gigantic soul and a heart as big as Texas. His spirit soars. More. Being small doesn't mean you're not enough. Little dog, big love. With a heart as big as Texas, her spirit soars. She's living proof that less is more. Being small doesn't mean you're not enough. Horse, big love.
That's Marianne Kennedy, Big Love, and you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by EasySignsOnline.com. Can you hear me, Glenn?
Oh, you're really quiet. You may have to reset your mic like we do, because you're really, really quiet.
Okay, talk amongst yourselves. I'll be back.
All right. Sorry, we're trying to get Jamie's technical problems sorted out here. I'll give you the Horse Radio Network show highlights for today. Most of the shows for the Horse Radio Network are out as of this point in the week, and two of them I'd like to talk about today are the Stable Scoop Radio Show. We did the show, and it is now live. It is called The Other Side of Carriage Horses in New York, where we had the other side from our last week's I talked about. We had the Horse and Carriage Association people on, and it was a very good conversation, and you can catch that at stablescoop.com. And also on the Western Radio Show, Alan was solo this week because of Tammy's accident, and he did a sort of his own musical episode with Chancy Neal of Calhoun, Louisiana. And she is, by the way, we played one of her songs the other day. Jamie, remember you really liked it?
Yeah.
And by the way, oh, you do sound better. She is only 17, and she actually, and I'm trying to remember who, Luke Perry. She opened for Luke Perry for 2 months last year. At the age of 17, so she figures.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
What does Luke Perry do? He's Dylan from 90210. What does Luke Perry do in, as a closing band? Hold on, he's a musician.
Yeah, he kind of plays big stadiums. Kind of a Western guy. plays big stadiums.
Really?
She said she figures that she got to sing in front of 50,000 people. And you have to listen to this show and find out. This girl has guts at the age of 17. Find out how she met Luke Perry, how she got herself onto his bus and convinced him to let her play for him at the age of 16 at that time, so that she could try and get into the music business. It is a great story, and you'll find that over on the Western radio show, and Alan played some of her songs, and she is good. She's going to be big time someday soon. She doesn't have too long to go, I don't think. She's living in Nashville now and working on a record deal. So good luck, Chancey Neal, and that's over on the Western radio show.
I have many comments about what you just said, that story. First of all, girls, never get on the bus, okay? If you do anything, never get on a musician's bus. Only
I think her parents were with her.
Okay, as long as your parents are there, do not get on the bus. Stay off the bus. If I can teach girls nothing else. I'm not speaking from experience, girl, okay? Yeah, stay off the bus. Yeah, there you go. And Luke Perry, I wouldn't have thought he would be like a connection to the music world.
You're still stuck on that, aren't you?
I'm learning so much today. It's Dylan from 90210. My God. Okay, I remember him in leather jackets following around Shannon Doherty, okay, who had the worst bangs ever. Sorry. Move on.
So I see a news story here that you put in about a horse with a great name, and I've never heard of him before.
Yeah, this is a horse named Awesome Feather. Okay, Awesome Feather is going for her ninth straight win on Saturday. I had to do the story today because we're not going to be here tomorrow. Her ninth straight win on Saturday in the Florida Sunshine Millions. It's a $100,000 race. So big, big, big race. This mare has won 9 in a row, or she's going for her ninth win. So she's 8-0, going for her ninth win in a row. Now, you know the name. I mean, what if this could be the new mare of the year? You've got Rachel Alexandra, then you had Zenyatta, then you had Havre de Grace. My God, it's like Philly world, okay? It's so fun to follow these mares that are doing so well. Awesome Feather, you probably haven't heard of because she had a tendon injury that kept her out of racing all of last year. So she had one race, she came back, she won that one, and now she's doing her ninth, going for her ninth straight win this weekend. So we just wanted to win her and all of her connections. Awesome Feather, good luck. Girl power. Woohoo!
Okay, now I'm going to admit that I was wrong.
Really?
It's the bait. How about Luke Bryan?
Oh, my
who
God!
Who I was putting together with the band Perry and coming up with Luke Perry.
Makes total sense. It's Luke Bryant, by the way, with a T. My God. I'm like, why is Luke Perry playing stadiums? I'm like, that's not true. I've never heard of that.
It's Luke Bryant. Alan's listening this morning, and he put that in there. And then I remembered that there's the band Perry, and then I was going, I think I just put those two together to come up with Luke Perry. And I never watched that.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I've never heard Luke Perry sing a song in his life. Now it all makes sense. I was feeling pretty stupid. Like, I've known country music for a long time. See,
I think Alan just about fell off his chair. I think Alan's listening going, oh, my God, I can't believe he's screwing this up. But I did get a good plug in for your show, Alan. It was a good plug. Tried.
Oh, my God. He just sat here. Glenn, Chad just walked in, telling me about how this awesome musician Luke Perry was. Luke Perry, Luke Perry, Luke Perry's playing stadiums. How do you not know this? He was talking about Luke Bryan.
And the band Perry.
And the band Perry. Okay, I don't feel so stupid.
This is why I don't do Top 40 radio.
But I did, and that's why I was so frustrated that I didn't know that Luke Perry was a musician. Okay, that was too funny.
Oh, and Robert Dunn just posted, thank you, Glenn. I just looked it up and was going to correct you. I'm sure you're not the only one, Robert. Alan already did.
God,
anyway,
if I would have had internet, like, open in front of me, I would have corrected you, but I'm still getting my computer rebooted.
I got to tell Laura Gorman wanted to know what was – she thought it was a great song. She missed who was singing it. It was Marianne Kennedy, and you can find all of her music at MarianneKennedy.com. That's MarianneKennedy.com. And now close your – oh, one other thing. Speaking of famous actors – William Shatner is in the news again, and he every year he does the Hollywood Charity Horse Show. He organizes that, puts it on, and then gives a ton of money to charities. This year he has a couple charities, one called Ahead with Horses, the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, and some Police Activity League, and on St. Jude's Hospital, and on and on and on. Well, this year the check was $375,000 they raised at the Hollywood Charity Horse Show. So congratulations to Bill Shatner. Did you hear that Priceline fired him?
What? No.
He's been doing those Priceline commercials for 12 years. Well, Priceline's not going to be doing the same business model anymore. They're getting away from the, you know, bid your price thing, and they're going to a more traditional model that I guess it wasn't working. And so Priceline's changing everything, and they're getting rid of William Shatner. And the rumor is that the last commercial is going to be during the Super Bowl, and they're going to kill William Shatner.
No. I'm sorry. If you go to Priceline.com, his face is like the mouse cursor. I mean, his face, he is that company.
Guess what? Not anymore. Priceline's out.
It's today, April 1st. Are you just messing around today or what? Because
no.
You already told me Luke Perry played stadiums, and now William Shatner's leaving. I don't know what to believe.
All right, Robert, could you please confirm, look up the news, just put William Shatner fired from Priceline, and Robert will post a link to an article about William Shatner. From what I hear about the commercial is he apparently goes over a bridge in a bus. And it ends up in the water or in a fiery ball at the bottom or something, and you hear him screaming the whole way down. So,
is this the Onion.com? Is that the Onion.com? Is this the website? I don't know what to think anymore.
And Luke Perry plays the music for the commercial.
Luke Perry, he's so good. God, that guy's talented. I don't even think he was in a band on the show.
And I never watched the show. I don't think I even know what the guy looked like. You don't want me
That's
to do the
Warhorse
story, right?
You were not a 12-year-old. You were not a 12-year-old girl when that show came out. Okay.
Me to do the Warhorse story or not? Would that just ruin it for you?
Oh man, I don't think so. Because that's still some people haven't seen Warhorse, and I think you would spoil it.
Okay, I won't do it. Even though I thought it was absolutely fascinating, I won't do it.
There's a Warhorse story that Glenn has that he really, really, really wants to tell everybody about, but I will not let him. So if you want to know a little bit of a major spoiler alert, and they'll just ruin the whole movie for you, it's a ridiculous story. It's terrible, but he seems to think it's awesome. Just email Glenn at Warhorse.
Terrible story. I thought you would feel better that it was not an actual horse that was used in that thing.
Hey, Glenn,
yeah.
Did you know
yeah.
that there's a man inside the Mickey Mouse costume? There's a person in there. Okay? See? That's not any fun, is it?
There really wasn't. I could tell you what was really inside the article. But I'm not going to because Jamie would be mad at me, and then I'd have a miserable life. So I'm not going to do that. And can you tell we're trying to kill time till Lisa gets on from the Chronicle?
We are. I just was having a hard time giving you a hard time. Lisa is now on, apparently, as well. And so basically what I'm saying, if you want that War Horse story, just email Glenn2ends@horseradionetwork.com, and he will send it to you and ruin the fun for everyone. All right. And
Luke
we've got
Perry.
Lisa on the
singing a song.
Oh, my God. I'm going to Google Luke Perry sings and see if anything comes up. Go for it. Try that, Glenn. See if you can find anything
okay,
for
I'll
Luke
do that
Perry
right now.
Singing. All right, I'll introduce Lisa. We've got Lisa from Chronicle of the Horse on. She comes on with us every single week. And apparently, Lisa, why don't you tell us what you have for us today?
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. Good morning.
All right. Well, this morning we have, it's a little bit of a quiz. It was an article that went up on our website from Denny Emerson. It's called Do You Speak Horse? And it's some of those phrases that if you were to say them, you know, in a restaurant among mixed company, you might get some funny looks. Things that make a lot of sense to most horse people but would make absolutely no sense to the general public.
Oh, it's like going to a horse trial and going to dinner afterwards and everybody's talking about their ride and my husband is like, what are you guys talking about? Like that kind of mixed company being horse people and non-horse people.
Yes, yes, of course.
I love that.
Now, so, I see a lot of these seem to be racing, you know, sort of relate to racing. And, you know, Jamie exercised racehorses at Keeneland here.
Really?
So why don't you ask, and she doesn't have the internet right now to get on and check this out. So why don't you ask her the questions and we'll see how many she gets.
All right, let's see if I can look through here and find some racing ones. Do you have a good one you're looking at right now, Glenn?
Oh, let's just start at the top and ask her. Let's see. Let's just embarrass her. I've been totally embarrassed the last 10 minutes. We might as well throw her under the bus, too.
Sounds good. As long as no one is embarrassing me. So the first one is, I saw a long one at 7 and missed big time, but he chipped and saved my butt. I'm sure everyone relate to that one.
All right.
I saw a long one at 7.
Or it's not sexual, right? This relates to racing. I'm just saying.
This is actually related to jumping. If you saw a long one at 7 and, what did you say, chipped and saved your butt, that means you saw a longer distance, but probably your distance was not the correct one, but your horse chipped into the fence, which took a little short stride before the fence and jumped over it anyway and saved you from complete maybe hanging a leg or just embarrassment of you asking your horse to launch over a jump.
Making everyone around you gasp in horror.
Is that right? Is she right?
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
Yeah, but you know what?
Booyah.
Now every question from now on, people are going to be thinking of the dirty thing because I brought that up. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, the next one it'll be hard to do, I think. But maybe someone out there can think of something dirty it relates to. The second one is, purple's not so bad. Hang it in the sun for 5 years and you can tell everyone that it's blue.
Oh, I totally get that one. I totally get that one because I have a nice collection of purple ribbons. What is that, 7th place? And,
yeah, I think it's
basically,
7th.
Yeah, eventually all ribbons fade in color, so the purple ones do fade to a nice blue. It's awesome. I love it.
Wait, I can't believe you really are getting this.
Yep, that was it, of course. This next one is core for technique, capital for scope.
I have no idea. Core for technique, capital for scope.
Yep.
I got it. I got it. I know what it is.
What is it?
That means you need to take Pilates to strengthen your core muscles, and you need to find a rich spouse or sponsor for the scope of getting a lot of high awards.
I actually think that is a very good interpretation. That was not quite what Denny had in mind, but I like that one quite a lot. He was thinking, I guess I didn't know this either. I don't know much about breeding warm bloods. It says a Holsteiner truism is that jumpers get their excellent technique from corps de la, I don't know how to say that, Breyer, and their power from capital. So that one was a breeding one, which is kind of interesting.
Denny breeds, so that's why he knew that one.
Yeah, he knows everything imaginable about breeding.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what's the next one?
Okay, next one. I nailed the twos, but missed three of the ones.
I nailed my two tempi changes, but I missed three of my one tempi changes.
Yep, which is something I will never say, I'm sure. I will never nail the twos, I don't think.
No, we may say the last one a lot. I really, really missed my changes on the end there, all of them. Not just
usually it's like, I missed that single change. I messed that up.
In the corner going around the turn.
Yeah. The only change there was, I missed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, number 5, can you fix this keeper? It keeps slipping.
Oh, Glenn's thinking something dirty right now.
I'm thinking of that little leather thing that are called keepers that are somewhere, I think, on the bridle or the, on harnesses and stuff. Am I right? Is it involved with the little leather thing?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, that's it. Good job.
Got one.
I had a friend who was in pony club when I was younger, and I guess it's a pony club thing. Maybe it was just hers, where they say if your leather's out of a keeper, that means you're going to fall off that day.
What?
So,
oh, God, don't tell me that. Oh, man, we're on deep doo-doo.
So always make sure that your leather is in your keeper.
That's bad.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if that's a problem, Bit of Britain has these awesome keepers. They're called the easiest keepers yet. And they sell this, like, little bag of almost, they're rubber keepers, and they stick to everything. It's
Whoa,
awesome.
So then you should never fall off again.
Or never lose your keeper.
Yeah,
or
not.
All right, what's the next one?
Okay, next one. The water's really spooky, so keep him in front of your leg.
Oh, that one's easy.
See, that doesn't even sound challenging to me.
that's just normal.
My horse is spooking at the water, so keep him in front of your leg. Don't let him get behind your leg. Don't let him lag. Keep him moving forward.
Yep.
Forward to the water. Always forward to the water.
All right. So that one's easy for all the horse people. But imagine if you're not a horse people, a horse person for a second. That one could throw you for a loop. Keep him in front of your leg. I've said that to some friends who are not horsey, and they have no idea what
you're
talking about.
That's true. This next one could be interpreted many ways, too.
Okay, next one. He still looks poor. Maybe you should try giving him a power pack.
Glenn, do you have a dirty explanation?
I'm not saying a word. I'm just I am not getting in trouble today.
The power pack is the dewormer. It's a, like, 5-day panicure dewormer, and you give one every 5 days.
Yep.
Yeah, we
okay,
sell
those.
With
you guys are pros. I don't think I can stump you.
With Luke Perry's power pack at all?
Luke Perry's band. That's the band name. Power pack. Okay, that was funny.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Go ahead.
Sally never misses a distance. I think this one's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, you get the right
I love the next one. Can I do the next one?
Yes.
Sally,
yes.
Can I do the next one? Nothing sexual about this one. You ready? Number 12. You've got 2 minutes.
Is that a long time for you, Glenn, or is that?
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh. Terrible.
All right, we're going to go on now.
All right, let's see. Did you put the Desitin Fear Zone mix on her scratches before you turned her out? I hope this one is not sexual in any way.
No, I don't. You wouldn't want to get that stuff anywhere near that.
Oh, my God, no. The funny thing about this this is, if you do apply the Desitin Furosin mix, make sure you wear latex gloves.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll be tasting it.
So,
probably.
Yes.
All right, next one. Lucky he's Scopey because he's a pretty bad knee hanger.
Glenn, do you have anything? Because this one's easy. All these are easy for me.
I know. I can't even. Let's see.
Yeah, this one, I'm guessing that this just means he jumps the fences like that pony yesterday we saw in the pictures. Am I right?
Yeah. No, well, the problem is he's Scopey, so he knows how high they are, but he hangs his knees. So fortunately, he's Scopey enough, like he jumps high enough over them, even though he hangs his knees down and doesn't tuck them up. So the opposite of that pony with the knees.
Oh, I saw that pony picture.
Oh, my gosh, so
that
cute. The pony had his under his chin.
Oh, can I do one?
Yes, of course.
I like the next one. Okay. All right. You ready? This again doesn't relate back to anything I was talking about earlier. Anybody seen my five-way? Anybody seen my five-way?
Oh, no.
Are you asking
Jamie?
Yeah. I believe that because I'm in the market for one. Five-way is a breast collar that keeps your saddle. It attaches to the girth. It attaches to the reins. It attaches to both sides of the saddle up top. So it's a five-way breast collar. Am I right?
Yep. That's it, of course. No other meaning there.
Southern Star Saddlery sells them, and I've been, like, completely staring at it for, like, 6 months, and I really want it.
Okay, right. Can I do one more, too? Please.
Okay. Yes, of course.
I'd rather have full or 7/8. Less than that is, I don't even know, I think the sentence is screwed up. I'd rather have full or 7/8. Less than that is too clunky for my taste.
Yeah.
Lisa, you're an inventor, right?
Yep.
So we both understand this one, and the way that it's written is probably right. Less than is apt to be too clunky for my taste, because if you have anything less than 7/8 thoroughbred, they are a little bit thicker, and they're a little too clunky to run cross-country.
Yep.
God, are you good.
Even without the internet, she's getting all of them.
I know. You're speaking
my
language. All
right, I can't trip her up. You try. You try one. I can't trip her up.
Let's see. I like the last one. The last one is funny. I think my paddock is 64% wood, 20% baling string, and 16% duct tape.
Oh, I know that one. That's a pony plumber. Because that's the way we were.
Yes, I like that one a lot.
Our barn was that way, too. Our barn was probably 70% duct tape and 20% baling string.
And then just like 5% wood or something. I can't really do the math.
Yeah, exactly. That's all the wood that didn't get sawed off or cribbed on. Yeah. Well, those are pretty good.
I got my show notes up here, and I was just looking through these. I think my favorite one is the one you guys haven't read. And it says, the new colt that Carol bought seems to jump by Braille.
Yes.
He jumped by Braille. And that means that he rubs every fence. He jumps and he touches it every single time. And I have had one of those. And yes, they jump by Braille. Isn't that funny?
It's always a terrible feeling. You're just hoping that the rails just sort of rattle around in the cups and that they don't actually fall.
So, Lisa, go ahead, Glenn.
Well, I was just going to say, this is so true. I mean, if you're not a horse person listening to this, we have non-horse people listen to this show. All of that was just totally Greek.
But
I say probably in every sport they have that, though. You have your terminology if you're a skier, your bike rider, or whatever, right? I mean, everybody's going to have that.
That's true. You know, you sort of develop your own lingo.
We probably have more of it because we have the animals involved, but...
I'm going to quiz you tomorrow, Glenn, or maybe I'll wait till Lisa's on next week, because the fighter pilot language, like, I will be in a room with Chad and maybe four of his coworkers, and I literally understand their names. Like, that's all that I pick up out of this whole thing.
Really?
And they're not even real names. And they talk in these, like, it's the TMI for the CMZ, and then we were going SOB about 48Z. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I got an idea. Like, that's a great idea. Why don't you get a list of those and bring them in, and you do Crappy List Wednesday and ask me, and I'll guess.
Oh, my God. Okay, we'll totally do that.
Okay. All right. That's a good idea. Well, Lisa, what else is going on over there at the Chronicle? I assume you have people down in Wellington. We just got a report from our own Chris Stafford down there.
Yep, we are sending someone. We don't have anyone there right now. We're sending someone in just a couple of weeks, I think. And, you know, we are busily just taking care of office business. Today on our website, we have the story that I really loved doing about a woman who rides her mule to third-level dressage with actually quite good scores. That's on the front page of the website today. She was really cool, and the mule is really adorable. You have to check him out.
I'm going to go right now. This mule.
Yeah, he's really awesome. There's a video of him somewhere. And he's just so adorable. He's this good little mover, and his big ears just flop around the whole time. He's great.
Oh, he's
now,
pretty,
Lisa,
though. I mean, he's not your typical mule. He's really pretty.
No, he's very elegant. He's half thoroughbred, so I guess that's what gives him sort of the elegant look. He's almost black. He's very dark bay or brown.
Yeah, he's pretty.
Now,
yeah. That's cool.
Lisa, I was reading Eventing Nation this week, and they quoted you and put a link to one of your articles. What article was that? Do you know?
That, I think, was the one where I went up this weekend to the first time for the Retired Racehorse Trainers Challenge.
Yes. How was that?
Yeah, that was awesome. It was really cool. I got there, you know, we had really bad weather here over the weekend, so I drove up sort of in an ice storm. And I got there, and this place is just insane. I don't know if any of you have been to the Maryland Fairgrounds, but it's like this tiny indoor arena with these bleachers all around
yep.
it. And I was just like,
yep.
oh, my gosh, this is going to be a disaster, because this was the first time they were riding these horses straight off the track. And so I was like, oh, gosh, I hope that no one gets seriously hurt today. But the horses were so good. They all behaved, like, impeccably. They just went in and did their little jobs, and they were great. They all seemed like really nice horses. So
did no, there were no catastrophes that everything
no,
went
not
smoothly
even,
with
not
that
even
part?
Any near catastrophes. No one even, like, you know, bolted or scooted off a little bit or anything. Everyone was just really well-behaved.
Well, good.
Yeah, it was
we
it
had
was
reported
cool.
on that, but we never heard what happened after that. And by the way, when you go to Timonium, to that fairgrounds, to that show,
yep.
it's ice every time. Every
oh.
time. Every single
year. Yeah,
but you're right,
well,
it is a fairly small arena, and the crowd crowded right in there. I can see why you were concerned.
Yeah, it's very close up. I was thinking, like, I'm really happy I don't have to ride my own horse in here. It was not gone well.
We're pretty excited about that. We've had Stuart on to talk about it. We've had a couple of the judges on. So keep us posted on what you are finding out about the Retired Racehorse Training Project, because
yep,
I think
I
it's just such a cool event to not take, you know, these cowboys that are going to be cracking whips and standing them on top of pickup trucks. It's like real people with real horses, you know.
Yep.
So I'm kind of excited to keep up with that. And
yeah,
if anybody does want to see it, go to retiredracehorsetraining.org.
Yep. It's a very cool program. They also have that bloodline brag up right now. I keep meaning to put my own horses on there, where you can enter bloodline information about your horses and a little bit about their temperament and jumping ability and movement. And they're trying to build sort of a database so that people can have an idea of, you know, who the good sport horse sires are and things like that. So it's very cool.
Great. I think it's great. Well, good. Well, thank you for joining us. You know, you just reminded me to do the bloodline brag myself, so I'm going to do that.
Yep.
Bloodline brag. Awesome. Well, thank you, Lisa. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Well, what a fun show. We've had a fun week, even with the technical problems we've had along the way. We did it. We got through.
I don't know what happened to my internet. It just was working, then it quit, and then it just I just started working again. It just popped up.
Well, sounds like your internet provider probably more than your problem. Now, what do you got planned this weekend? Are you got anything fun going on?
You know what? Today is pony training day. We have a pony that is boarded here who will go in the trailer no problem. I mean, we'll jump in the trailer like, let's go, but will not for the life of it get out. I mean, like, will not. I had to take, you will not back out of a trailer. I had to take my two horse straight load apart. Like, I had to take the actual middle partition out of it because I didn't know he did this behavior until his owner was like, oh, yeah, we just turn him around and walk him out. He will not back out of a trailer. So today, I am going to utilize my John Lyons apprenticeship training that I had, and I'm going to make this dang pony back out of the trailer.
Well, it's hard to entice them with food when you're at the butt end, so that's pretty tough.
I know. It's tough. So I figure, you know, we're just going to do, because he does jump in so nicely, I'm going to slow him down, and we're going to go 1 foot at a time. So I figured this is a little John Lyons way, and you put 1 foot on the trailer, and then you take it off, and then you do one foot, like hokey pokey, you know.
But you cannot do it without the carrot stick. Do you have the carrot stick?
Excuse me, John Lyons does not sell carrot sticks, okay? That is the other guy.
That's the other guy.
All I have to do is have my professional choice boots on.
Sort of like Luke Perry. I looked it up. I could not find one song that Luke Perry sang. I've looked on YouTube, I've Googled it, and I just can't find any songs.
That's hate to tell you, I say I told you so. Sorry. So yes, the pony will get one step at a time, right foot in, right foot out, right foot up, right foot out, hokey pokey, turnabout, that kind of thing. And so by the time he gets three legs in, I'll have to be backing him out, and then four legs, and should hopefully back out. We'll see how that goes. And by the way, guess what happened? Oh, I should post this on Facebook. I'll email this to Jen right now, and maybe she can post it on Facebook, because the progressive training continues for Little Joe Montana. I'm going to email Jennifer a picture of Little Joe Montana wearing his first saddle yesterday.
Cool.
Yeah, he got packed up.
I assume
you
didn't get in the saddle, I'm assuming.
No. One thing at a time. But, yes, Little Joe Montana wore his first saddle yesterday, and he was actually decently patient about it. He stood pretty good. I mean, I sacked him out, and I did the whole, you know, saddle pad all over his body, folded up, and then got bigger and bigger. And he's the kind of horse that, like, he goes, oh, my God, oh, okay, that's not bad. Okay. And he said such a nice little attitude, like he kind of cringes, it's going to hurt. Oh, wait, that doesn't hurt. He was not, however, as happy about the mane pulling yesterday, so that was kind of cut short. But the saddle, he was pretty good. He only started bucking right kind of as I encouraged him to go a little faster. The walk and the trot was great. Kind of his gallopy run was not so good. That was the bucking fit that we had. But otherwise, it was really good. I'm so proud of him. Round of applause.
Yay, good for you. Good for you. Baby steps. Hey, look, I'm going to do a quick Facebook review here before we call it a week. And, of course, we'll have our recorded show tomorrow morning that we recorded the other night with Jeff Dawson. You're going to love him. Tune in tomorrow morning for that. And we'll come in live from Philadelphia, the ADA show, the trade show, on Monday morning. Alan Moorhead chiped in and said, just glad you didn't say Steven Tyler. No, Steven Tyler sort of did it to himself last week with that Star Spangled Banner. He said it's a football game. Oh, my God, that was awful. Oh, it was awful.
Was it? I didn't hear
it. Oh, it was awful. And I'm a Steven Tyler fan. I like him on American Idol. I think he's a better judge than a lot of them have been. It was tough. Now, I realize he's 65 years old. He's taken a lot of drugs and probably smoked cigarettes his whole life, but it was tough. And Laura posted, what is Glenn's address? It's Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com. And Samiko posted that show jumper James Faircloth joins the jousting show. And, you know, Full Metal Jousting is premiering on February the 12th. Coming up, so set your DVRs for Full Metal Jousting. That one actually does look like fun because these are horse people that haven't jousted before, so that one should be good. And, Jamie, I was right about one thing today. Robert Dunn did it, and he found the article, Priceline Kills Off William Shatner's Negotiator. Watch his grisly end.
From theonion.com. I don't care what you say.
Nope, William Shatner's gone. He used to find a new gig. I think he's probably made a few dollars. And do you know when he first started with Priceline that he got paid in stock? He didn't actually get a paycheck. He got paid in stock. And, and they actually have the video of his last commercial. So it's on the link that Robert put up there.
Spoiler alert. Gosh, you're spoiling Warhorse. You're spoiling the Super Bowl commercials. What else do you want to ruin today? Why don't you come kick my new horse in the belly or something? Jeez.
All right, I'll be right over.
Good show today. Good show, everybody. Please remember to have a great day. Spay, neuter, and geld, and ride, and don't get bucked off.
Have a terrific weekend, everybody.
Drive safe, Glenn.
We will. Say hi if you're in Philadelphia.
Jen, I'll send my list right over to you for shopping.
Yep,
I need
it.
A five-way.
Park to five-way. Thanks.
Brown.